Money FM 89.3, the best of the breakfast huddle. Why it matters on Money FM 89.3.
Money FM 89.3. Good morning. It's the breakfast huddle. I'm Elliot Danker. This morning on Why It Matters, we're going to talk about Southeast Asia brands and whether or not they should cut their ad spending amid a recession. On the line to help me out is Rene E. Menezes, who is the co-founder and president of Involve Asia. Good morning, Rene. How are you?
Hi, good morning.
I want to talk about the marketing landscape in Southeast Asia to start us off. In this so-called post-COVID world, what do you think are some of the challenges they're facing technology-wise?
Thanks for having me on. I think many of the brands today are still wondering what's the baseline, right? Because we've been through quite a challenging time, and just knowing what's real and what's, you know, affected by the pandemic is something that everyone's trying to grasp. So at the moment, I think once people have set what the new normal is, then deciding how to spend their money is going to be key.
So you're saying once people accept the new normal, which means, you know, this whole notion of everyone saying this is the new normal, is that something that we should have a broader perspective that is constantly evolving and we really are not in the new normal yet?
Yes, I think so. I think we're probably, because there's so much going on. You've got inflation in the U.S., you've got currency changes and all that stuff. A lot of people thought that, you know, the growth in digital purchasing and all that stuff was going to be the new normal, but there seems to have been an adjustment in the last maybe 4 or 5 months. You see that, you know, in some sectors, the increase in demand that a lot of people experience has actually adjusted back to pre-COVID norms, right?
Yeah, yeah. Is it possible to look at the current situation, the current evolving situation, as an opportunity? If so, I mean, what are some of the opportunities I should focus on?
Yeah, so I think that there are definitely huge opportunities. So especially driven by the whole work from anywhere or work from home sort of scenario, right? So a lot of people are spending way more time in front of the computer than they were stuck in a car heading to work and stuff like that. So lots of opportunities, but the one key thing I think is that, you know, people need to start to be more prudent with their ad spending. So while you would have had time commuting and all that stuff, a lot of brands used to spend out of home and so on. Now reaching people while they are at home is quite key.
Okay. So with this consciousness of spending that we've been alluding to as well, how do I approach this? Very normal to think, okay, for sure people are going to spend less, so I'm expecting a drop. Yet at the same time, there's this age-old argument, right? Just because you're going to see a drop in spending, all the more you should push your brand out so that people know you are there for them. What are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, so I think you know, especially if you're trying to drive revenue for a brand or drive awareness, reducing spending is always a tough decision to make. Although a lot of companies try to cut advertising first, right? The key would be to maybe spend on more performance-related advertising. So stuff that can be measured or stuff that actually you pay when you get the results.
Okay. Would you consider travel ad spend a performance-related type of spending?
Yes. Yes, definitely. So there are many types, right? But especially the stuff that companies like ours do, which is more affiliate-based, essentially, you contract or you encourage up to 500,000 publishers around the world to promote your product or your service.
All right.
And you only pay them when they are successful in driving a sale for you.
So your company, Involve Asia, tell me a little bit about these clients that you help, or perhaps if you have a case study to describe what you just mentioned, where you only get paid when there's some measure of success in that sense.
Yeah, so Involve's been focused on the affiliate marketing space for the last 8 years. Mm. And essentially many companies come to us, including all the big marketplaces like Lazada and Shopee, and also a lot of the travel companies, so the likes of Malaysia Airlines, Thai Airways, etc. They would come to us and pay us or pay our publishers, because we have maybe 500,000 publishers that are signed up with us, and they would take whatever promotions that the airlines has. They would talk about it with their followers, etc. And if anyone clicks on those links and proceeds to buy a ticket or so on, they get paid a commission on the ticket that is sold.
Mm. I'm sure you speak to a lot of marketing officers or even CMOs, right? How would you deal with this situation? A CMO is trying to balance out between his short-term gains and, you know, the potential long-term erosion. That kind of pressure that's there, right, to perhaps reduce spending costs. How would your business model attract them to take this more calculated approach?
Yeah, so I think if affiliate marketing has been an interesting one. It's probably one of the first types of advertising online that was there, you know, 25, 30 years ago. And it's consistently been the growth engine for businesses trying to transact online. So it's not abnormal to see affiliate marketing contributing around about 15% of digital revenue for most brands. And so I think, you know, if you're looking at something that will continue to work, regardless whether you have a campaign or not, then affiliate marketing is a key part of the mix that brands should use. Of course, you should be spending on your brand and all that stuff, but in a time where, you know, you have to balance your budgets, you should actually continue to focus on the one where you're only paying for success.
I agree with you. And would you say that that's the argument you would give, especially when you get this very Asian question, if you don't mind me saying, how can I make sure I stretch my marketing dollar?
Yeah, exactly. I think we get that from yeah, a lot of our clients.
I can imagine.
And I think the other angle to look at is, because we're working with, you know, a part of the mix includes influencers and all that stuff. Mm. You're working with people who can talk on behalf of your brand and add sort of that credibility, etc., right? Because in general, I think a lot of people just ignore advertising, mm, right?
Influencers are a tricky one though, right? Because, you know, you've got influencers, you've got social media, you've got an age-old term called MarTech, and you wonder how to pick the right influencers, how to tackle, perhaps maybe I go after the nano influencers or the bigger ones. What do you guys advise with that regard?
Yeah, so I think there's an opportunity with all these different kinds of influencers.
Okay.
Typically what we do is we focus on micro and nano influencers. So, mm-hmm, so that essentially means people with 50 to 100,000 followers. And these are not the Kim Kardashians of the world, right? So they're not out there to post one photo about your brand and expect to be paid $1 million. Mm. They essentially are just talking to their followers who are close friends of theirs or people who have a passion in what they're writing about. And so you get a lot of, you know, authenticity with the market, but you have to work with a significantly larger amount of them in order to reach the goals that you put out. So you can't just work with one person. You've got to work with thousands of them. Mm. And that's where our platform comes in, by making that sort of seamless and easy to do.
Ray, just some quick final thoughts, right? Just came to mind concerning the scope of the world that we're in. If a company is lagging behind as far as marketing efforts are concerned, Renee, what are your thoughts on this? Should they still push forward and make sure they approach things, this omni-channel marketing approach? What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, so I think omni-channel is unavoidable. Most clients definitely have to look at it, but there's a a time and place for each one of these channels to be used. I think the best way is to get in touch with someone that can advise.
Okay.
And, you know, like I mentioned just now, if you've got limited budgets, then, you know, seriously, putting the money where it would be most effective for you is key. And that's most of the time going to be affiliate and performance marketing.
All right. I truly appreciate your time this morning, René E. Menezes, who is the co-founder and president of Involve Asia. Thanks again for your time. Take care and have a good day.
Thanks so much. Take care.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.